Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Terrell? Are you a manager?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are all managers, huh? Every time I call, everybody's a manager in your place. Because I was talking to a young lady a little while ago, and I asked for a manager. She's like, I'm a manager. I just asked you, you're a manager. You're a manager over there. Hello?
What is your account or your order number, and I could look into your account?
Yo, I don't have that. I have my name and my address.
All right, what's your name and your address?
Robert Tovar. My address is 763 Brightwood Avenue, Chula Vista, California, 91900.
All right, and how could we help you today?
Well, apparently when I first started up with you guys, like, to get a test, like, basically I ordered the Marvel chest test. I was told after the 10th piece that I get, I was gonna get the actual board. So I got the Hulk and She-Hulk, like special edition, so which I had to pay extra for. Didn't get the chest set, the pieces that I was supposed to get on that month. But that's another story. But now every time I call asking about my chest set, they're telling me it's not ready yet. It's on back order. How is something gonna be in back order for like 5 months, my man? Not only that, why wasn't that explained to me in the beginning when I first signed up? Because I got half a, not even half a chest set, so I'm obviously not gonna stop. So how is that? How does that work? And then they're telling me about binders. I don't even got a full binder. I don't got a full binder. So you're gonna send me more binders and you're gonna charge me for those binders? When I don't even got a full one, my man. So I would like for you to explain to me how that works, my man.
All right. Now, your shipment has been delayed because the chessboard OU insert is out of stock. So your next shipment won't ship out unless it's inserted.
I just explained that to you. That's what I'm just explaining to you, my man. Like, how are you guys going to get into a thing with me? Is that a contract? Is that inside nothing? Like, you guys say you have the option of opt out. What am I going to do with all these, with these chess pieces? Obviously, I'm in for the long haul. So how is, when you guys start sending me this stuff, how is it possible that you don't have a chessboard for me? 5 months into it. Explain that to me. I'm just like, since you're a manager, everybody in this company is a manager, apparently. I'm a manager at my job. If I pulled this off, dude, I wouldn't have a job. So explain to me how this works. Explain to me your business plan, my man. What your boss is, wherever it is your boss. I've asked for someone who supervises and manages you guys. Apparently, there's nobody around. So explain to me your business plan, since you're a manager. How is this business plan working?
Well, we don't have any control at the warehouse or the inventory. Now, we can only assist you with your accounts. Now, and your account is telling us that your status is delayed because of the chessboard. Now,
I'm not sure when it will be available.
I'm sorry I couldn't tell you that answer.
I'm not trying to blow you up, my man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So what do you manage? Because all I hear is that you don't know.
Accounts.
So, how are you managing it? Everything you're telling me right now is you don't know, you have no answers for anything, my man.
Well, if you wanted to make any changes, we can make changes to your account.
Here we go. That's I'm gonna make changes, right? All right. So let's the young lady that I spoke to before, she said, you know, I'll give you 20% off, right? I was like, all right. I was like, 20% off of what? She's like, your future orders. I was like, what does that mean? And she told me, like, you'll get it at 33 bucks, she said, from now on, right? I was like, all right, that sounds cool. But she's like, but you're getting binders. I was like, what are you talking about, binders? You know what I mean? So I was like, well, I don't need a binder. I don't even have the one that I have full. It's not even halfway. Oh, but did we charge you $8, $9 for that? Something that was never said to me to begin with. Something that was never said to me when we first started this. So I'm paying for, yeah, I'm going to get sent. She explained to me that I'm getting a binder sent to me. that I won't even be able to fill. For not saying, oh, you don't have to get it. You could just like opt out on it. And I was like, wait, hold up. I got into this whole, you know, this whole shit with y'all. So I'm losing out. Because I'm not going to get the binders because if I don't want to pay for them, because I really don't need them. You guys are defaulting on what you guys sold me. So why do I have to make changes and lose out on what you guys got if you guys ain't providing what you said that you guys were doing? Do you understand what I'm saying to you, my man?
Yes, sir.
And I can't talk to nobody above you because everybody's a manager in your office, huh? Wherever you're at. I don't even know if you guys even work here, but I assume you're working from home. Because all
no, sir. Everyone is not managers here.
All right. Can I speak to your boss? Because this is unacceptable. I don't know how you guys think this is acceptable. I started this 5 months ago, my man. 5 months ago. How is my stuff not going to be ready? And then when I ask, when is it going to be ready? No one has an answer. How is that acceptable? If you would have said that to anyone, let's say if I said that's you, I'm selling you some. Hey, man, you know what? This is going to be like, I don't know when it's going to be ready. Would you buy it? I'm asking you, would you buy it?
Now, a part of
this. No, you wouldn't, right?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't buy it. You'd buy it?
The collection? Yes, sir.
You'd buy it. So, like, if I tell you right now, I'm like, yo, hey, man, I'm going to send you these figurines, right? But the chessboard, I don't know when it's going to be ready. You still buy it? Really? You really still buy it? Come on, my
yes,
man.
Sir.
Like,
you
know
signed,
you wouldn't.
You had signed up for the collection knowing that it's a new collection and the parts were
no.
still
I
coming
signed
in.
Up.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my man. I signed up because I was told, because this is $40 a month. Like, I don't know how much money you make. I make enough to take it, but this is a fucking bill right here. All right? Every money, everything counts for me. I don't know what it is for you. So, like, I was told after the 10th piece I get, I'm getting my chessboard. That's why I signed up. No one told me about binders that I got to buy that I can't even fill. No one told me about none of that. But I was told, so I'm not even sweating the binders, but I was told after the 10th piece, this is 5 months ago, that I was gonna get my board. I was told that. I wasn't told like, hey man, you might get it and you might not. Because I would have been like, yeah, wait, I'm not gonna get on this shit. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't either. And I know what you're doing because you're working for this place. And I hope this is recorded. Because you're just are you kidding me right now? Like I wanna know when am I getting my chessboard? Because I've been paying. You guys don't hesitate to take the money out of my account. Hypothetically speaking, if I cancel, like, all right, you know what? They can't take my money out of my account. What are you guys gonna do? Stop sending chess pieces, right? Hello?
Yeah, if you want to cancel, yes, sir. There's no obligations.
Do you, yeah, that's the whole point, my man. Like, why are you talking to me like you're a robot, my man? Talk to me like a person, my brother. Like, yo, dude, I'm already deep in this shit. I already spent money on this. So how are you going to sit there and tell me you don't have an idea or no one has an idea on when am I going to get what I'm paying for?
Yeah, once again, sir. We do not have any control over the warehouse, and we do not.
So who has control?
The ETA is available, sir.
Who has control? I want to know who has control. I'm a paying customer. Who has control then? Who can I talk to so I can get answers?
I'll transfer you. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss.
No, wait. Hold up, bro. Don't just put me on hold again. Who are you transferring me to? Hello. Hello? Who am I getting transferred to, bro? Thank you.